everyone can see the potential of a digital future, of a cyber-physical future, of AI helping to really increase efficiencies and productivity. But there are still really big challenges, challenges that just must be addressed before you move forward with a lot of strength and quickly. You must have a whole new understanding of your growth strategies, exactly how you intend to grow in all the various ways that's possible. Not putting all your eggs in one basket, not depending only on sales and marketing, not depending only on acquisitions. How are you going to innovate your core competencies in ways that previously you haven't been able to do? And you have to have a whole new understanding of your markets and how to manage your competition, not just react to what they're doing. You need to have a clear idea of what your IP landscape needs to look like. And even though you have really good reasons why you're not entering new, fast-growing emerging markets, I mean, there are reasons that really are stopping you, real true roadblocks, you need to innovate ways around that so you can ride those huge new waves. In fact, you need to be as quick and agile and robust like an entrepreneur would. But you need to maintain all the might and cost efficiencies and pricing power of those industry, large cap, multinational, 900-pound gorillas. If, and it's a big if, your company can look outside the box to see how the trends are moving and you get an idea of how to peer into the future, then the mid-market companies are actually really well suited to take advantage of this evolving marketplace. Now, as you look at this page, is there anything here you would need some strategic help with or you'd like a little bit more insight on? We'd be happy to help. Give us a call. Thanks.